so excited.
You are?
Yes, can't you tell? Hey, nanny, nanny, and a ha-cha-cha.
Sit down and tell me all about it.
Just finished talking to Orson about vacations. I really need to get away.
Yeah, you have been kind of dragged out lately. Like yesterday when you fell asleep jogging.
Living your planet's really hard work. I've worn out 2 pairs of eyes already.
I want you to do that when we have people over.
It's been so long since I've had a real vacation.
Well, what about that time at the lake?
Yeah.
I guess that wasn't so hot, was it?
Nah, it wasn't very much fun. But I did learn an important lesson, though.
Oh, yeah, what was that?
That I can't breathe underwater. Gave me a lot of admiration for Shamu.
Why are all our vacations so full of surprises?
I don't know. I thought going to Exodus cabin would be nice. I mean, who knew it didn't have any windows?
Or walls.
Or roof.
A distinct disadvantage in a blizzard. That's why I took you to the desert, to thaw out.
Yeah, to that nude ranch.
Dude ranch. At least the roads were nice.
Yeah, the weather was nice, too. And come to think of it, that was the nicest vacation we ever had.
I guess I never should have taken you horseback riding, huh?
It was lots of fun, men, really. Except for when I fell off the horse and he dragged me for 2 miles.
Why didn't you let go?
Well, at $12 an hour, it didn't seem right. You know?
I just wish he hadn't dragged you through the cactus.
Yeah, me too.
Guess we didn't get him all.
Oh.
Don't believe me, Mork. This is supposed to be one of the finest vacation spots in New Mexico.
I believe you, men. I mean, 2 million scorpions can't be wrong.
I just feel so bad for you. Look at you. You've been bruised, battered, beaten. I forgot about sunburn. Let me look at you. Well, it's better than yesterday.
Mind, I was once on the sun and didn't get this badly burned.
Honest, more people usually have a great time when they come to a place like this.
Mind, can I ask you one question?
Sure.
How?
Oh, come in.
Howdy, buckaroos! I'm Ricky Day, activity director here at the old Lazy Hacienda. You know what's coming up in 10 minutes? Shuffleboard.
Whoa, yay, shuffleboard. What's that?
You're gonna love it, cowpoke. We just need 2 more for the big tournament.
Oh, how many do you have now?
None. Then at 3 o'clock, it's a long hike out into the desert. You know what you're gonna see there?
The bones of yesterday's hikers.
And then it's a quick jog back for the chili eating contest. And then an even quicker jog over to the Arts and Crafts Center. Wouldn't you like to make a lanyard?
Oh, Lordy.
I guess it's a lot better than buying one.
I made this one for my wife. Sure takes the pressure out of holiday gift giving.
Gee, Mr. Day, these things sound like a lot of fun.
They do?
But right now, I think Mork and I would like to rest.
Rest? On vacation? Oh, hey, I got you. Well, you have fun resting, Mork. Folks, if you can rouse yourself up, don't miss the big slideshow in the rec room tonight. Dale Evans, the early years.
Well, Mind, I'll be a good sport. I'll shuffle boards with you. I'll make an ashtray.
Well, Mark, what do you want to do?
Go home.
I thought you'd never ask.
Mind, I finally figured out why that vacation was gopher gunk. I didn't go far enough away from where I work.
Mork, we drove all the way to New Mexico.
No, I mean really away. I mean, I've talked to Orson and I've got to go to another planet. Far, far, far away.
You mean you're going to leave Earth? Well, where are you going to go?
Well, I've written up a little itinerary.
The planet Mirar?
Well, they say it's got a great nightlife.
Planet...
Yep, yep, yep. It's a party planet, men. The fun and frolic never stop there, and the atmosphere is 98% nitrous oxide. I'm sorry I can't take you along, men.
Well, I have to go to school anyway. And I guess it's more important that you go on the vacation that's right for you.
Oh, thanks, men. Oh. Take good care of my body.
Your body?
Well, yes. Soon we Orkans go on trips, our mind and spirit leave, and we leave our body behind.
Wait a minute. You mean you're saying that your body's going to stay here and the rest of you is going somewhere else?
Yes, we Orkans like to travel light.
Wait, you mean you're going on vacation and then what I'll have here is an empty shell?
No, no. Only until my mind checks into another body on another planet and his mind checks into my body. It's kind of like house swapping.
It's incredible. You mean I'm going to have some creature from outer space living here with me?
No, two of them.
Yeah, but what if they're strange? You know, like an alien or something.
You mean like, yeah?
Yeah.
No, men, I mean, I'm only going to Earth-like planets, and nothing in the brochure said anything about mendivores.
Oh, I'm going to miss you.
Oh, I'm going to miss you too, men.
Hope you have a good time.
All right, I'll try. I've written up a little inventory of my body here, so none of the guests can run away with the good parts. Check once in a while and make sure nothing's missing, especially that one.
Yeah. Well, when are you leaving?
Now, bye.
Wait, how long are you going to be gone? Mork. This is very weird. Darn cats. Sounds like it's coming from in here. Planet Mirar. Oh, that's right, great nightlife. Well, welcome to Boulder, kitty. Yeah. No, it's bad. There. Yeah, you're kind of cute. I hope you don't shed. I used to have a cat when I was a kid. It wasn't this big, though. You must be tired from your trip. I'll get you something to eat. You like some milk?
Meow!
No. Okay, never mind. Nice kitty. Play with you some more, but I've got an early class and I've got to get ready. Boy, the neighborhood bird's in for a surprise. Stays on soap. Get the cat something warm, so I'll turn up the heat. Oh, I know. Sure, I'm glad I saved this box. Get it, right there. Good. Okay, so I guess I'll see you a little later. Be good. Yeah. Bye.
No.
Howdy ho. Morgan, I'm late for work, so I gotta make this quick. I didn't wake you up, did I? Sorry. You know, Mindy told Gene and I to tell her when our mom was coming in town from New York, because she wanted to have us all over for dinner, and, I'd like to make it tonight. Wow, it's hot in here, huh? Hey, I'll open a window, okay? Hey, Mork, don't forget to tell Mindy about dinner tonight.
Meow.
Yeah, I'm that way in the morning, too.
Orson, come in, Orson. Yo, your fatitude! I didn't think it would work. Oh, Mark, I hope that's you. Oh.
Hi, are you Mindy McConnell?
Uh-huh.
This is the place.
Oh. A dog chased him up a tree. Man, I wish I could climb like that.
He hasn't moved in 20 minutes. That poodle sure must have scared him.
We found this note in his pocket. Property of Mindy McConnell. That's me. And at the right address. Thanks, you guys. I was really worried about him.
Where do you want him?
Oh, right there's fine. Well, goodbye, Miss McConnell.
Bye.
Oh, can I give you boys anything?
Oh, no, thank you.
Just cut his nails before I let him out next time. He likes to scratch.
Is this your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Jane, he seemed like such a normal girl.
Oh, Mork, are you all right? You look all right. Oh, boy, Mork, I know how much this vacation meant to you, but I wish you could have taken your body with you. Oh, hi. Are you dangerous?
You tell me.
Whoa!
Oh, you got it.
Wait.
Oh,
let go of me.
Oh, I know you may find me a little grotesque in my present form. Where I come from, I have six arms and a propeller.
You must be from the planet,
No, that's... You know, I came here to have a good time.
Yeah?
You can call me 12.
12?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm a 12.
Yeah. Welcome on your trip, but I'm not one of the tourist attractions.
Oh, no. Shh. There's so little time and so much to sniff.
Yeah.
Oh, will you look at these grotesque body wrappings. Do you have anything else I can wear here?
Well, there's a lot more upstairs, but they all look about like that.
Oh. No wonder they say never swap bodies with an orcan. Hey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stop that.
You're lucky. I only used one lip.
Oh, please be Mork.
Here.
You are? Oh,
you are.
I'd like you to meet our mom.
Oh, it's nice to meet you, Mrs. Da Vinci.
Call me Rosa.
Oh, okay.
Don't they hug in Colorado?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Mama has to get her Italian hug quota in for the day.
I'm starving. When's dinner?
Dinner?
Yeah. Did Mort tell you?
Oh, yeah, he did. But I haven't put it on yet. I mean, it's still at the store. I mean, Mork's shopping, okay?
I told Mama here that you and Mork were our two best friends in Boulder.
Oh.
This Mork, he lives here, too?
Don't worry, Mom. Mork's a nice guy.
Remy, the commandments don't say it's okay with a nice guy.
Forgive me, Mindy, but you see, I've been worried about my kids getting mixed up with a bunch of beatniks out west, you know, Jerry Brown and that guy.
Well.
Mork?
This is Mr. Nice Guy?
Yeah. Oh. Dancing lessons.
I'm back, Dave. Where'd you get the Toys R Us?
Mark, I'd like you to meet our mother.
Oh, hey. Oh. You know, your eyes are like two smoldering pits. Come on now, let's get some sauce and barbecue.
Wait till I tell your father's grave.
Oh, come here, my little pastor. Oh, Larry. Oh.
Oh. Ah, Jimmy, you're down.
Oh, down. Let's party.
Ow!
Party.
Ow! He's so vulnerable.
I never had this much fun when I went out with lawyers.
Come, let's go upstairs and we'll play habeas corpus. Maybe Mort needs some help up there.
One move and I'll break your legs.
Ma?
Oh, Ma. I never knew Mort was quite like this.
Fun, isn't he? Maybe, you all should come back tomorrow and we'll try this again. I think things will be different, I promise. I hope.
Nice suit he's wearing. He'll be the best dressed guy in hell.
I've never been so embarrassed in my entire life.
Oh, Mark, if you only knew what you were missing.
Boy, what a dud he turned out to be. Yeah, just another jerk in a white suit.
Have a nice day. Mark. 12. Well, I guess it's just you and me again, even though you're not all there yet. Well, I hope you have a nice trip back. Talking to.
I'm back, Min.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I was late. I got hung up in turbulence over Saturday, and I think I kind of blew my mind.
Oh, boy, did I miss you.
Oh, I missed you, too. Min, have you been playing dress-up with my body?
No, it was one of the visitors.
Well, I think I can guess which one. I hope they didn't cause too much trouble.
Well, let's just say I learned to appreciate you a lot more. Did you have a good time?
Well, it was nice, but I'd rather be in New Mexico with you.
Really? I thought you hated that place.
No, at least I was with you, though.
Oh, that's nice.
I've learned a lot about vacations, Mint. I've learned that
You can go to all the interesting, wonderful places, but unless you have someone you care about with you, that doesn't mean as much. I mean, you gotta turn to someone and say, hey, Mint, do you see that fire-breathing dragon? Oh, I guess you did. Your eyebrows are missing and your hair is curled.
So you like it better right here in your own body, huh?
Yeah, there's no place like Mort, Mint. I brought back some slides to show you, though.
You did? Yeah. Well, let's see them.
Right. There's me on the planet. There's me picking fleas out of my tail. Here's me meeting the catnip dealer.
Do you happen to have any pictures of your vacation on the planet?
No, I had to burn those, man. Well, who wants to see pictures of me going?
Yeah.
Besides, it wasn't a very nice trip anyway, man. I spent the entire time in my room because I couldn't get my propeller started.
Come in, Orson. Mort calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Is this thing on? Oh.
Attention, vacationers. Pedro and Yolanda will be giving mumbo lessons poolside 3 o'clock.
Well, Mort.
Sir.
How was your vacation?
Well, not bad, sir. Except I would have liked to have taken along someone that I really cared about.
I understand, Mort.
Thank you, sir.
Next time, I'll go with you.
Well, actually, Your Astrodomeness, I would have rather taken along Mindy. I mean, not that I don't want to travel with you, sir, except she'd be a lot less dangerous in an upper berth.
Your report, Mark.
Yes, sir. I've discovered, sir, that Earthlings come back from a vacation much more exhausted than when they left.
Why is that?
Well, I think they treat a vacation like a job. They try and cram in every activity except for that which is most important, relaxation.
I thought the main purpose of a vacation is to get away from it all.
Well, that's what Earthlings say, too, sir, except they pack it in 8 suitcases and bring it all with them.
Strange.
What's even stranger, sir, is they say they can't wait to get away from all their friends, but then they spend all day writing postcards saying, wish you were here, send money.
It sounds like Earthlings would be better off without vacations.
Well, the problem is that they try and cram all of their happiness into only 2 weeks out of the year. Why shouldn't all of life be a nice trip, sir?
Nanu, nanu, little buckaroo. Scenery is here. Wish I was beautiful.
Yeah.